Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to a brand new episode of the I Want More Action podcast, brought to you by www.iwantmoreaction.com. You can also follow us on Instagram at I Want More Action. I'm your host, Mr. Action, here with my co-host, Frankie Cranks.
What's going on, guys?
What superhero flick are we doing today, Frank?
Well, today, Chris, we're doing the great movie Arch Enemy. And Arch Enemy is about Max Fist, claims to be a hero from another dimension who fell through time and space to Earth, where he has no powers. No one believes his stories except a local teen named Hamster.
And, like, I think they call him Hamster the whole movie. Like, they never call him his real name.
Yeah, his name's Hamster, this kid, yeah.
It's directed by Adam Egypt Mortimer, and it stars Joe Manganiello. I think that's how you pronounce his name. He's married to Sofia Vergara.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. And he's in those Channing Tatum Take Your Clothes Off movies.
Oh, yes, Magic Mike.
Yeah. Magic Mikes, yeah.
And he would have been Deathstroke, or might still be, who knows? Who knows what's happening with that?
Yeah, I hope they do something with him, because he looked awesome as Deathstroke.
Yeah, he did look awesome. That's one thing. He had that character down pat. That would have been great. But we'll see what happens with that.
I hope they do something with him so bad, because I was like, yo, he looks just like him.
He looks just like the character.
He really does.
It's true. It's great. It's so true. But unfortunately, this is not Deathstroke.
No,
this movie is not close to even a superhero movie, I'd say.
What do you think of this movie, Frank?
Yeah, this movie was a letdown. It really is. I wasn't even expecting a lot from this, because I already kind of could tell it was like an independent, low-budget film. So I wasn't expecting a lot, and boy, oh boy, was I disappointed. Like,
that's so worse when you're disappointed when you don't expect anything.
Yeah, it was so much less than what I thought it was going to be. I know this is an action movie podcast, but we can still enjoy a good movie. A regular movie.
We've talked about that before. When movies have little action, they sometimes get a high overall.
Yes, overall score, or they get a recommendation because they get a recommendation. But the movie itself is actually pretty cool, so like we want people to check it out. This is not one of those movies, unfortunately. No. It really isn't. The movie has the biggest problem with this movie is the script. It's a story that we're meant to believe, and it's sort of like, you know. So quickly running down, basically, Joe Manganiello plays Max Fist.
Manganiello. Just call him Joe. Joe M.
Yeah. Joe M. So Joe M's is basically, he's a superhero from another dimension that came here while he was fighting his arch enemy in the other dimension. A weapon opened up a portal to our dimension here, and he comes here, and now he's just a homeless guy in LA who has no powers, just trying to like hide from the world because he failed his home planet or his home dimension, really.
He's like a drunk and a cokehead.
Yes.
He is.
Hamster is a young influencer, and he wants to basically work for this like BuzzFeed company who wants him to write like crazy articles that go viral online. And he meets Max. We'll call him Max Fist now, because that's his character in the movie. Yeah. He meets Max Fist one day and hears his crazy story, and he thinks, oh, wow, this guy's nuts. This would be perfect for my Instagram stories or Instagram articles, whatever the hell he's doing. And so he starts to write these articles, and of course, people, I guess, around the world start to like really like it, or it kind of takes off. But most of the story is about him, you know, talking with this guy and kind of like, you know, exposing his stories and talking about his stories to the rest of the world about how he was this other superhero from another dimension and whatever. But at the same time, Hamster has a sister who is also a drug dealer and apparently works for
the guy she works for is the main villain of the movie to like the last 10 minutes.
Yes. He's the villain of the movie for most of the movie. He's the main villain. I've got his name. Who's Dennis?
Yeah, he's another one has like one of those tag names in the movie.
Yeah, he's called Manager.
Your manager.
But it's just Dennis from Always Sunny in Philadelphia, but anyway, he instructs her to go get some money from some drug dealer, and when she goes there, the guy ends up shooting himself in the head by accident.
That one part made me laugh so hard.
It's great. It is really great.
How the dynamic of the scene went.
Yes.
It was the most entertaining scene in the whole movie.
Yes. Yeah. And then she disappears with the money. Of course, they find her, and you know, typical dramatic movie unfolds, and where like Max Fist has to kind of save them.
And why don't you explain Max Fist's superhero costume?
I wouldn't even try to explain.
It's just a jacket with a lightning bolt on it.
Oh yeah. The costume is just literally a jacket with a lightning bolt on it. That's all it is. And I wouldn't even try to explain his backstory.
Oh no,
it's the most convoluted, confusing story, and that's one of the biggest problems with this movie is that it's not coherent enough.
Basically,
when it comes
to his
backstory.
Like, he lives in like a futuristic city in his dimension, and he was like a pipe worker or something, and he cuts his arm off by accident in a work accident. Then he goes somehow he goes into an underground cave.
Yep.
And there's like this like liquid there
mm-hmm.
called the blood of the universe, and it like infects him, and he gets a new hand.
Yeah, like it gives him superpowers and everything.
Yeah, yes. The fly, and he regrows a hand.
All these things, he grows a hand and all this.
But like, you're listening, and you're like, what?
Yeah, and the way he's explaining it, like he goes into like serious detail explaining everything.
And they have these animated scenes that they can't afford to like show you the real scene.
Yeah.
So they animate it in horrible animation.
Yeah,
I hate the animation.
It's very it's a low budget film, and I know what they were going for. It's this story of like, oh, is he really crazy?
Yes.
Is he really a superhero? You know, is he or isn't he? The whole movie you're kind of wondering. There is one scene where he does kind of get down very very briefly, where he kind of soups up to go and save the girl from quote, the quote unquote manager, where yes. he goes in there and basically shoots everybody with the shield and everything. It's kind of cool for what it is, but it's not really an action set piece, or it's not even an action scene.
It only
really
lasts like 2 minutes.
It's like 2 minutes long.
And he fights a guy in slow motion.
There's a guy in slow motion, and that ends pretty quick too. Yeah. And then that's really it. And then, you know, we won't give the whole plot away, but there's really not much to talk about with this movie. It's really bare bones. It's really basic.
There's one funny thing, like in the beginning when he explains his powers, he's like, I never kill anyone.
Yeah.
Like, he kills at least 40 people.
He kills a lot of people.
Like, brutally.
Yeah. Like, and you don't really know, like, if the people he's killing are, like, aliens or if they're humans. Like, they're trying to blur the lines between reality, but at the same time, they're really not, because you're following Hamster and his sister, which is purely all real. There's no fantasy element.
Yes.
The only fantasy elements you get is when he's talking about his backstory, which is just kind of, like, the history of where he came from. Only until the end does it really get, like...
Science fiction, really fantastical.
Yeah, science fiction-y. Yeah. But everything before that, it's a straight up. This movie feels like a drama, really, for the most part. This poor guy, homeless guy, crazy thing. He's a superhero, but actually, you know, it turns out is he, isn't he? Well, you don't really know, right? You have to like, you know, watch the movie and find out. But there's no action scenes in this movie whatsoever. There's only when we talked about when
it's
he goes,
bare bones action,
bare bones. Like there's only one scene that I that there really is in it. Well, there's maybe two.
The one when he goes to the apartment. But that's piss poor.
It's boring.
It's done from like a third person perspective where you see out of the bad guy's eyes.
Yeah. Yeah. It's done more for like suspense than it's done for action. That's the shame of this. It's not really done for action. It's not an action movie. It's not a superhero movie either. It's like, it's a dramatic superhero movie, I guess.
Dramatic movie about a guy losing his mind.
Yeah. Is he real? Is he not real? Is he lying? Is it all in his head? Like, it kind of goes back and forth. But again, it's not really about that solely, because it's also about Hamster and his sister and the drug dealers and everything. So it's also about that as well.
About,
so it
kind of
tries to balance this out.
Like, they're living without their parents, and mm-hmm. she has to take care of him and all this stuff.
Yep.
So let me ask you, with the way, like, you know, the budgets that these Marvel and DC movies have, and how especially Marvel knocks that out of the park all the time, do you think, like, these low-budget superhero movies have, like, a place in cinema to be big hits?
No, I think they do. I think, you know, again, it really comes down to like the writing and the execution, right? I think the writing in this movie was really bad. I think it just felt like it was too simple of a plot. It was too convoluted of a backstory for the main hero character. It kind of didn't know what it was trying to be. You can have low budget action films and low budget superhero movies even without amazing special effects and still be captivating and still work. But if your script is just like, it feels immature. It feels unfinished. You know, like it's not going to do you any favors. You're not going to go anywhere with that then. You know, if you don't start with a solid foundation of being the script, there's not much you can do with it then. I think that's the problem with this movie.
Especially for your superhero. I think you need, like, a good backstory for him.
And yeah.
It's basically a Superman-style story for the character. Very similar to, like, a guy goes to an alien world and has to learn how to fit in. But
yeah,
in this style, he doesn't.
And there's no real, like, build-up either to the character, to, like, him becoming, like, him using his superpowers, or even lack thereof. Like, even him trying to be a superhero but not having real superpowers is, like, it can still work, but there's no build-up to that in this movie. It just goes from, like, him being on the street to me, like, okay, I have to save these people. And, like, that's it.
And, like, there's no... from being a bum to being the Punisher.
Yeah, overnight, like, or immediately. There's no build-up. Again, there's no build-up to that. So it's hard for me to get invested in what he's doing when in the next scene he's just, like, killing everybody and just, like, okay, where did all this come from now? You were this guy the whole time? It's just, like, it was just weird. Like, he was a drunk before, and now he has this kind of conviction to save them. Like, it's just, you know, again, it's all in the script and the pacing, really, where most of the problems in this movie lie.
I think that, like, there's not, you know, talking about low-budget superhero films, there's really not many of them, because, you know, superhero movies just, you know, take a budget to make.
Yeah, yeah.
So this type of low-budget, like, Logan was kind of low budget, but it was low. It was Hollywood low budget.
Yes,
like, you know, like $60 million low is, is low budget.
Exactly.
This was like a $2 million movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
it still was like
bad.
Like, it was just a bad movie. And again, it just wasn't. Again, the writing just wasn't that good. The characters weren't that interesting. They said the superhero wasn't that interesting.
The
director wasn't very good. Like,
editing.
It just, you know, I want to say maybe it was due to budget, but the script just really did not appeal to me at all. That was a problem for me.
It seems like there's more than budget going wrong here.
Yeah. Yeah.
But like you definitely. Said, even with a small budget, you can make something enthralling to people.
Yeah, exactly. No, totally. But when you have that like weak script, there's nothing you can do about that.
No.
The greatest actors in the world can't do anything with that. What, you know, you can only elevate it so much. I think Joe Mangiello over here, he did the best he could with it, but you know, what are you going to do? He can't.
He kind of just acts angry the whole movie.
Yeah, he acts disgruntled.
Like, there's no development to him.
Yeah.
That's another thing that
again, it's not in the script.
No character got any development.
No,
only the sister. She
kind of
realizes she was wrong. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not. It wasn't like a huge development.
No, it wasn't. But it's something there. But yeah, again, the script feels either unfinished. It was kind of like immature. Yeah, you know, it's.
So we're gonna take a quick 15-second break. Leave your message from our sponsor, and then we get back. We'll break down the. Very little action this movie had.
Yeah.
We'll let you know if we recommend it or not. We'll be right back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. All right. We're going to start with fights, Frank.
Okay. Fights. Oh, man. Okay. There's no fights in this movie. Well, there's one fight. I give it a 1 out of 5. Because that's about really what it's worth, guys. It's 1 out of 5.
I also gave it a 1 out of 5. Like, I can't stand slow motion fighting.
Yeah.
Just let them do some choreography. Let them fight. Like, give me something to entertain me in this movie.
Yeah, it's not even that slow motion that got me. It's just that nothing happens. Like, there's even, you know, slow motion can work if the fighting is cool, but the fighting's not even cool here.
Just so kicking and punching.
It's just slow motion for no reason. You didn't have to be slow motion. That's what's weird about this. So
it was just a stylistic choice, and it's a stupid style choice.
Yeah, I didn't dig it either.
Chase scenes, I gave it a 0.
Yeah, there's no chase scenes.
No, it's an NA. There is none.
Yeah, so there's no chase scenes. Yeah.
Shootouts, I gave a 1 out of 5.
Yeah,
there's like this shootout where he has a shield and it's kind of cool, but it only lasts like 10 seconds.
And also how they're cutting around him too.
Yes, and editing, you know, and editing is just a mess all over.
It's a mess, yeah. I give it a 1 out of 5 also because the editing is a mess though. It could have been cool. That could have actually been a really cool scene.
Yes.
But like how they edit it, how they shoot it, it's just it's just weird. It's just like...
Like, it's looking at the shield. I'm like, show me him shooting.
Yeah, and even then, it's like almost like spinning around him.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And you don't really see him. You see him kind of hitting the guys, but not really hitting the guys. It's dark. It's not... Again, it's not filmed and edited very well. So, no. 1 out of 5.
Stunts?
Even the stunts, it's like everything here. No, there's no real stunts in this. I mean, even when there's stunts, you could tell, like, they're fake, that they're not real. So, man, 1 out of 5. Oof.
I also gave it a 1 out of 5 because the little bit of stunt work that's in there is like nothing.
It's not really.
It's like not like people fall down, people get flipped, and
yeah.
Some guy gets kicked and stabbed, and it's just nothing going on. Mm-hmm. Special effects, I give a 1 out of 5 because I absolutely hated the animation. I thought just make it a cartoon then. Like, I get they were going for like that independent comic book look.
Yeah.
But I didn't like it at all.
Yeah. Yeah, but special effects, same thing. Again, 1 out of 5 because there's not even special effects in this movie. Like you said, the art style, sure. I guess that is special effects. You know, it's more like storytelling element. I didn't like hate it so much. I just didn't find it interesting. I found it very like kind of bland.
Color palette of the art of the cartoon was bad too. All pink and red.
It was all pink. It was like purple, pink. Yeah, it was weird.
It doesn't give you any type of spark at all.
Yeah, and also even at the end too, there's some special effects at the end.
Oh, she's flying?
Just weak. Yeah, it's bad. Yeah. It's bad.
My overall was a 1 out of 5 on this movie.
Yeah.
And what do? You also 1 out of 5?
Yeah, 1 out of 5. This is not.
I don't recommend this at all. Like, this is a piss poor film.
Like, if you just want to watch it to see how bad it is, go right ahead.
Yes.
But like, if you're what you're expecting
this to
be good.
It's not so bad. It's good style film where you're like, it's like laughing. You're like it's like a it's like a chore to get through.
It is. No, it is. It is rough because it plays it serious almost the whole movie until the very end. So it's really hard to get through if you get bored quickly and easily.
And even, like, the stupid ending plays itself serious. The twist and everything, you're like, wow, that's dumb.
Mm-hmm.
So, This movie.
So yeah, not don't recommend one, no, one out of five.
Definitely not recommended. So similar movies. My first movie was Hancock with Will Smith and Jason Bateman, and who plays the girl again? Charlize Theron.
Right? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It basically it kind of follows a similar story about like a superhero doesn't want to be a superhero anymore, and Jason Bateman like wants him like what is he? What is he? An agent?
He's an agent, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like a PR agent or something.
He wants
him
to be his client, so like he can use him to like move up the ladder in his agency. Mm-hmm. It's a fun movie. The end, again, the same type of thing. There's a twist at the end of this that throws it off too, but
yeah,
it's way better than Arch Enemy.
Yeah, yeah. My first movie about superheroes not knowing if they're real or not is Glass, with Samuel Jackson.
That's actually a good one.
And Bruce Willis and McAvoy. What's the first name? I forgot his first name.
Oh, Professor McAvoy. X?
Yeah, Professor X. Similar thing where basically three people
James,
who think...
James McAvoy, sorry.
James McAvoy, yeah. James McAvoy. They basically three people who think they're superheroes, supervillains, and they're all kind of locked in a psychiatric mental hospital, and they're all basically... Psychiatrist is Sarah Paulson, I think, plays a psychologist who's trying to like convince them that they're not superheroes. But, of course... In the mix, you kind of learn that they might actually be, but it has this element of like, are they not, do they not, and like kind of what all that builds up to. And it does a totally much better job of that whole idea than Arch Enemy. Like that movie basically solidifies the whole thing of like people who think they're, you know, the idea of like, are they crazy or are they not crazy? Are they really super crazy? Are they not? That whole back and forth. It has a much better ending too than this movie did. It actually kind of pays off.
It's one of Midnight Shyamalan's best in recent
years. Yes, definitely.
My second one was Logan because of the grittiness.
Yes.
Arch Enemy is a very, very gritty, serious movie.
Mm-hmm.
And Logan actually is... It's Logan's a great movie, but it's not a fun time. It's very gritty and down, the whole movie. Very melodramatic.
Yes, yeah.
But I can't say it's not a fun time. It is a fun movie, but it's a very melodramatic film. And the action in the movie is absolutely brutal.
It is good. Yeah,
I think that's what Arch Enemy
really
wanted to look like a brutal style movie. Mm-hmm. It just didn't do it right.
Yeah, no, it didn't do that right. But yeah, going to brutal, my second pick is Kick-Ass.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's the same thing, because it's definitely brutal up there. It's with, Nicolas Cage. I think Aaron Taylor Johnson plays Kick-Ass. What's the girl's name? Oh my God!
The girl from Equalizer.
Yeah, the girl from Equalizer.
That's how I know
Chloe.
People.
Girl, Chloe. She's in it. I mean, it's really great. Guys, it's low budget, but the action is like brutal in it. The action with Nicolas Cage is really great. He plays like a Batman-esque kind of like crime fighter with guns.
He kind of is Batman.
He basically is Batman with guns. It's so much more of a. It's more like tongue in cheek, and it's more comedy to it. It's very comic book ish. Also, like it's not as serious, but it's just a fun movie. Like it's definitely over the top, but I think it takes superhero movies and puts a hard R on them. I think it makes it a really much more serious, darker, grittier action movie, superhero movie. And that's what I liked about it. So definitely check it out if you like your action movie superhero films.
Just make believe the second one doesn't exist.
Yeah. Don't worry about the second one. Watch the first one.
Second one's horrible.
Yeah. So the second one's rough to get through too.
Yeah, it is. So that's our review of Arch Enemy. Not recommended.
No.
Sorry. Hopefully we get a better movie next time, because this was rough to get through.
Yeah, I don't think it'll be a sequel, but we'll see.
No, but I don't know. Like, if people like melodramatic, they might like this and might do a sequel, but there ain't going to be Joe Manganiello in it.
No, I don't think so. No, I think he's a good... Look, I like him. He's a good actor. He needs to do better stuff, though. He's got to do better stuff.
He needs to pick better scripts than this.
You know, because he can. I think he has the chops for it. He can do it, but...
Of course.
Just gotta stop. Yeah, this might look good on paper.
Like after like what happened to Deathstroke, he probably wanted to make a superhero movie like so bad.
Dude, we got this piece of shit over here. I'll do anything. Let's do it. Yeah.
But this is Mr. Action signing.
And this is Frankie Cranks. Until next time, guys.